For the first time on record, Hispanic Democrats in Florida now outnumber Hispanic Republicans, according to the Miami Herald. Today, WMNF spoke about this landmark with the communications director for the Florida Democratic Party, Mark Bubrisky.
Well, the big news is that for the first time on record, there are more Hispanic Democrats in Florida than Hispanic Republicans. And one of the reasons why this is huge is because Republicans, particularly statewide in Florida, have been elected in part because of strong support from a traditionally Republican Hispanic base. There are more than a million Hispanic voters in Florida, and for many, many years, actually about 30 years, Republicans always won the Hispanic vote. We saw that change in 2006 when, according to different exit polls, Democrats either tied or beat the Republicans statewide in among Hispanics. And at that point, we were down about 50, 60,000 voters as far as just registered Hispanic voters go by party. And in just less than 2 years, that gap has been completely erased. And now there are, in fact, more Hispanic Democrats than Hispanic Republicans in Florida.
What do you think has caused that change?
Well, I think there are a lot of factors, but primarily, I think what Hispanic Floridians have seen, much like all Floridians have seen, is the constant mismanagement from the Bush Republican administration and the Republicans in Tallahassee. They've seen an economy that's in the tank and gas prices that are through the roof. And, you know, Republicans have been in control. And they've, even today, some are still trying to tell us that things are peachy. That, oh, don't worry about that gas that's about to hit $4 a gallon. Things are great in Florida. Actually, Charlie Crist on TV yesterday, when he was in Washington, D.C., said the economy's great in Florida. So, you know, I don't know what Florida the governor and other Republicans are living in, but, you know, I think many Floridians, including Hispanic Floridians, are seeing that they're really out of touch with what matters.
And there are some Cuban-American members of Congress from South Florida that are Republicans, and they're facing some pretty serious Democratic challenges. How do you think this could affect those races?
They certainly are. The Diaz-Balart brothers and Ileana Ross Leighton are facing the races of their lives. They've never had truly competitive elections. They've rolled into office on gerrymandered seats, but this year, even though those seats have been gerrymandered for them and for Republicans, there's been such a dramatic demographic shift and a shift in the mindset overall of people that they're in serious danger of being defeated. And the other part of that is there are three fantastic, strong Democratic challengers taking them all on this year in Raul Martinez, Joe Garcia, and Annette Tadeo. This has really taken Republicans by surprise. You know, as recently as last year, they were still touting their advantage, which at that point I think was around 35,000. Speaker Marco Rubio from Miami, who's a very right-wing Republican, was bragging about their advantage, but it's no longer. It's completely gone, and the Republicans can't dispute those numbers, and they haven't.
We're speaking with Mark Bubrisky with the Florida Democratic Party. And Mark, how do you think that this change would affect the presidential election in Florida?
Well, this change alone really could flip the state to the Democrats alone. I mean, we're seeing a major, major shift in a short period of time when there weren't any high-profile elections going on, other than the primary, but of course there's the situation with our delegates where we didn't have delegates in the primary. So now, with all the focus that's being put on this presidential campaign, there's no telling how many voters are going to switch to the Democratic Party or going to register as Democrats in the coming weeks and months as this really goes into the general election. In fact, you know, one of our presidential candidates, Barack Obama, is in his campaign is working Florida this weekend, I believe, to register new voters. And I know when Hillary Clinton was in Florida, she did an event in Orlando with Puerto Rican voters, and it was very well attended. And most recently, we had Republican Congresswoman Jeannie Brown Waite attack Puerto Ricans as foreigners, when in fact Puerto Rico is an American territory, and Puerto Ricans are born American citizens. So, you know, that sort of disrespect from people, from Republicans like Jeannie Brown Waite and Tom Tancredo and Mitt Romney and the others, you know, it really, that's another part of why Hispanics are leaving the Republican Party in droves.